Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by Western Michigan commit, who was recently just drafted by the Winnipeg Jets a couple of weeks ago in the third round, Zach Nearing. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Zach, and how's everything going?
Thank you for having me. It's been great the last couple of weeks. So kind of coming down off the high. So I'm just getting back to work.
Now, outside of all the craziness that you've been dealing with this summer, I assume, how has your summer been so far? And have you done anything interesting, whether it's hockey related or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty crazy summer so far. A lot of it's been hockey stuff. Right after graduation, I headed down to the NHL Combine, then had my USHL camp, and then went straight down to Nashville for the draft. So it's been a busy week. Just came home from development camp on Monday. So kind of been running around recently, but it's kind of nice being home and just getting back to the training schedule that I've been used to. But it's been surreal.
Now, in regards to your training, what are you hoping to work on for next season?
I think the biggest thing is kind of just filling out my frame, putting on some more muscle, and just getting faster. I think skating is such a big thing in the league now. I think it's super important. So that's kind of just my two main focuses right now. But I think everything's super important to just slowly improve on.
Now, I want to transition and sort of start off this podcast talking about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of working all the way up to where you are today. So doing the research that I did on yourself, it says you're from North Dakota. Talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, I started playing. I think my dad was the one who kind of got me into it. Started playing when I was two. He had a backdoor rink up every single year. So that was awesome. I had buddies out there all the time. And I think that's kind of where the passion for the game kind of took off. And I mean, it's a great state for hockey. It's always cold out. So so many outdoor rinks and pretty much you want to play hockey, you can get out there with a lot of guys. So I had a good group, and you know, we were always out on the rink together. So I had a great experience.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I know North Dakota doesn't have an NHL team, so I assume it was probably someone on UND, or maybe it was an NHL player. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of UND growing up. So I loved all those guys. Drake Cajula was probably my favorite guy from them at the time. And Danny Christo, love watching them. But I think for the NHL, it was probably Alex Ovechkin. I don't know. I mean, just he's such a goal scorer. I think he's such a fun player to watch. So I think that's kind of what drew me to him. And I became a Caps fan for a couple of years. And they finally won the Cup in 2018, I think it was. So I was pretty fired up.
Oh, that was awesome. Do you ever try to imitate his goal celebrations when you score?
Not too much anymore, but I definitely threw a couple hot sticks in there when I was eight or nine. But I think as you get older, you kind of lay back from some of those crazier sallies. But I mean, he's a fun guy to watch. I mean, definitely on like the outdoor rink and just practice sometimes, just messing around. I'll throw a couple in there.
I remember Don Cherry got upset at him doing that celebration. Then he did an interview. He's like, they just want me to be like a robot. They want me to talk like this, score a goal like this. And it's one of the funniest clips from him. I remember watching that when it came out a few years ago.
No, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I thought that was pretty funny too. Don Cherry didn't really like that one too much.
No, but I think he's retired now, so maybe he doesn't have to worry too much about all the sellies going on. I know it's now not just Ovechkin anymore.
No, yeah, it's Trevor Zegers throwing the stick. It's Jack Hughes throwing the stick. There's so many sellies now. It's pretty funny to watch.
Now, this past season, the past four seasons, you've been playing with Shattuck St. Mary's. Being from North Dakota, how'd you get the opportunity to go to Shattuck and play there?
Yeah, so I think it was around eighth grade. Kind of started looking into other options, other places to play. I just thought that was best for my development and my path. So I got my mom's Canadian. I had some connections to Notre Dame school. So I went up there and visited. And I heard about Shattuck just from all the players who went through here. And I attended a camp a couple years prior. And they said I could come down and try out. So I did. And also checked out some other AAA programs. And I had a lot of people that I knew. So, I mean, they were all super welcoming, and they offered me I could go down there and have the chance to play for them. But when I found out I made Shattuck, I didn't look back, and I told my parents I was going whether they wanted me to or not. So I'm super grateful I chose that. I think it's got me to where I am today.
How do you sort of handle being far away from home for the first time?
Yeah, it was definitely hard. I left home when I was 14, and you kind of have to grow up fast, and you're doing your own laundry, and you don't got your parents there when you have a bad day. So I mean, it's definitely tough. But I think the cool thing about Shattuck is when you come in when you're 14 on that Bantam team, all those kids are going through the same thing. So you kind of got a small little group and community that is kind of going through the same thing. So it's kind of nice to know that you're not the only one.
Now, what's it like going to that school and just being a part of the historical program that Shattuck has? Because obviously before you've went there, Sidney Crosby went there, Nathan MacKinnon is a Shattuck alum as well. So how do you sort of try to continue their legacy and sort of make sure that you're leaving the program in a better place where you started?
Yeah. I mean, the coaches touch on it every day. It's you want to leave it better than you found it. And I think that's kind of just the goal every single day. Every time you put on that jersey, you know the reputation they have and the players who have went through there. So you kind of want to maintain it and just put out your best effort every single day. I think it's super exciting. I remember the first time I put on that jersey, I was so fired up to hopefully be like the next Sidney Crosby and have that experience. But it's so cool. All the coaches, they know so much stuff and so much to learn. So, I mean, I loved every single day.
What's the best memory you have with Shattuck?
I got a lot. But I'd say besides the road trips, those are always fun and you never know what's going to happen on those. But I'd say this year when we won the national championship, I think that was probably the coolest thing I've got to experience so far.
Now, during your time with Shattuck, you had to deal with some adversity, main one being dealing with the pandemic because COVID happened right in the middle of your high school career. How did you sort of handle that challenge, and how do you think it's made you a better player throughout your development with Shattuck in the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, it was definitely tough for everyone, but it was pretty hard down at Shattuck because we're boarding in the dorm. So when we're put in quarantine, we're eating boxed lunches from the dining hall, and we're not getting out. We're not even going to class for 2 weeks at a time. So it got to be a lot. I think we were locked up in our dorms for like 78 days that school year. So I mean, that was super tough. And I mean, you never know when you're going to be playing your next game. So, and for me, I didn't have the best year. It was hard to handle all the COVID stuff. That I had a lot of family stuff going on, and then you got to deal with hockey at Shattuck at the same time. So it was definitely a lot mentally, but I think it's kind of got to where I am today. The person I am, I think, learned how to handle those types of situations. So if something like that were to happen again in the future, I think I'd be more ready for it. And I think it was huge for just my development the last couple of years.
Now, how do you think your time at Shattuck has helped prepare you for the USHL and eventually college hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great development. Just getting bigger and faster every single year. And just my confidence has just been going up and up. And being able to talk to, I mean, I've had different coaches every year at Shattuck. And my last year with Coach Ward, I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches to ever coach at Shattuck. Probably is the greatest coach to ever coach at Shattuck, in my opinion. And I mean, just being able to learn from him every single day and kind of listen to what he has to tell me, I think it's been great. And I mean, I'm super excited for next year. I made that decision to come back to Shattuck instead of going to the USHL last year, and I think that was huge for me.
Now, I want to ask you about the USHL since you will be playing there next season. How excited are you to be a part of the Sioux Falls organization, and what are your goals and expectations next season with the USHL, both individually and as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. It's been a couple of years since they drafted me, and they've went through some staff changes, and I'm talking to the GM and the head coach. I mean, I'm super excited to get down there and start. But I'd say, like, the goals are for me to just take it day by day, put in my best effort. I think the points are going to come and the success is going to come if I'm just doing the right things. But I think obviously we want to win the Clark Cup. I think we got a decent group coming in. I got to meet the guys down at camp, and I'm pretty excited. We'll have a younger team, I think, but I think we're going to bring it every night. So it should be exciting for sure.
Now let's get into the draft. Obviously you were picked by the Winnipeg Jets in the third round. What was your draft day like, and how excited were you when the Jets finally selected you?
Yeah, I mean, it was super awesome. It's something you dream about since you're a little kid. So, I mean, just having that opportunity is unbelievable. And I was able to get, I think like 30 people down there from my family and some friends. So, I mean, it was awesome having all them down there to be there with me in that moment. And coming up to Winnipeg's pick, I kind of had a feeling that they were going to take me. I talked to my agency the night before, and they said that the GM loved our talk when I met with them at the combine. So I looked at my dad and I told him I think this one was it, and just kind of shut my eyes. And I heard from Shattuck St. Mary's, and I kind of blacked out, to be honest. And it was unbelievable. Just trying not to fall down the stairs when I'm going to get my jersey. But I mean, it was unbelievable. Probably the most amazing thing I've ever got to experience so far.
What's the coolest part, putting on the jersey or seeing your name show up on the board?
I don't even know. I think just the whole moment, it goes by so fast. I was trying to take it all in. I think, I mean, obviously when your name's called, it's kind of like, wow, it finally happened. And then when you get down there, the little kid greets you down there with your jersey, and you finally put it on, and you're just looking up and around, and the place is packed, and you get to meet all the people in our organization that you haven't already talked to. So I think just that whole like 5 minute span is just incredible.
Now, I know some guys chose to go to the draft and some guys didn't. I want to ask you, what made you want to go to Nashville, and what was just the atmosphere like at Bridgestone Arena?
Yeah, so I actually originally wasn't planning on going down. And then I thought about it a little more with my family, and we were just like, if I were to get picked, it's going to be a once in a lifetime thing. And I've never been to one in person before. So we thought we'd make the trip and got some more family to come down. And I got a great group with me. And I'm super glad I did, because I mean, it was downtown Nashville is. It's probably the coolest. I mean, I've been to a lot of places in the States, but I'd say that downtown Nashville is probably the best atmosphere I've experienced so far. I mean, there's so many concerts and bands playing. I mean, the streets were packed for the draft, so it was an awesome time.
It seemed like, yeah, it was buzzing, especially for the first round when Bedard got picked. I do want to ask you, what was sort of the atmosphere like when he got selected? Because everyone was saying he's like this next generation player, and it seemed like I feel like he's the most hyped prospect since McDavid, since I've been watching hockey like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean it was crazy. I went down to the first day. I had some buddies that were gonna get picked, so I wanted to be there for them. And I mean, the whole place was sold out. You couldn't barely. I had to Uber down there to the rink, and I had to walk like the last 5 blocks to the rink because you couldn't get down there. But I mean, it was sold out, and I mean, everyone kind of knew that it was gonna be him going. And I mean, as soon as he went, the whole place just erupted. And I mean, it was cool to kind of see that in person, because I mean, it's not the same as it is on television. But that was cool to, I mean, experience at least the top five picks. I thought the whole first round was pretty cool, just seeing the kids and what their songs were when they got picked. And I mean, when Nashville picked, I mean, the place erupted. They had so many fans down there. It was cool.
What would have been your song if you got picked in the first round?
I don't even know. I probably would have to spend some time thinking about it, but probably like "Congratulations" by Post Malone. But I don't know. There's so many songs that it would be just unbelievable.
Now, I know you were just at development camp with the Jets last week. What was that experience like for you? Again, the chance to sort of work on your game and meet the other prospects that you're going to be playing with in the next few years.
Yeah, it was great. Just getting to meet more of the staff. I met a lot of them already, but it was cool just kind of get back in Winnipeg. I grew up playing summer hockey there when I was younger, so it was cool just getting back in the city and seeing how it's changed and stuff. And I think my favorite part was just meeting other prospects and kind of comparing myself to them and just seeing how they go about their business. I think it was a great week, and man, I loved every single part, every single minute of it. So I'm excited to go back next year. And see, it's a great group, so I'm happy where I am.
So let's talk about your college hockey commitment, since this is a college hockey podcast after all. What was your recruiting process like with Western Michigan, and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at?
Yeah, The recruiting rule changed kind of right around my time of commitments and stuff like that. So it was a little different. Coach Herter at Western right now, he was big in the recruiting process for me. He switched from Duluth to Western, and he kind of continued to recruit me and pursue me, and they ended up getting Coach Firstweiler down there instead of Andy Murray. And I went down there for a visit. I loved them. They're unbelievable coaches, and the atmosphere was great. I mean, the fans are incredible down there, and got to talk to a lot of the guys. And I mean, it just seemed like a great spot, and the play style I think fits my game perfectly. And the main thing was the NCHC. I think that was kind of the league I wanted. I mean, growing up, I always watched UND games and always kind of watched that league. And I think that was kind of the main focus. And so I toured some other schools in that division, and just ultimately decided Western was going to be the best fit for me.
Now, for all the Western Michigan hockey fans that are listening to this podcast that have never seen you play before, just describe your game to them and what can Broncos fans expect to see from you once you step on the ice in a couple of years?
I'm a big two-way power forward with skill. I take pucks to the net. I score a lot of goals right in front. But I'm a physical kid. I love throwing my body around. I'm not afraid to get up in people's grill, and I think that's huge. It gets the energy up in the rink, and I think the fans are going to be pretty fired up when I come to play for them one day.
Now, what are you most excited about when you think about playing for Western Michigan? I'm assuming it's the Lawson Lunatics with all their chirping going on, or is it going up to Grand Forks and playing UND for the first time, or is it just playing in the NCHC in general?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much all of it. I mean, the fans are going to be incredible. I mean, like scoring a goal or having a big hit, I think that's going to be a crazy first that I'm excited to experience. And also, just like going down to North Dakota and hopefully putting some in the net, I think that'll be cool. I'll have a lot of people up there watching, I'm sure. So that'll be a cool game. But yeah, I mean, the whole league it's a great league. ASU just joined. So I mean, they have a great group of teams, and it's a battle every single weekend. So it should be a lot of fun.
Now, what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment you have to make to college hockey, when that time comes?
I think just the strength of the guys. I think that's kind of what I realized down at development camp. There was some other college kids, and just like they're all stronger than me. And a lot of them are way older than me too. It's an older league, and I think that's why I'm going to USHL this year. I think it'll be good for me to kind of get used to faster and more physical competition. And because the jump from high school to college is a lot bigger than a lot of people think. So I think it's just going to be getting stronger. I think that's the biggest thing for me, and I think that'll help me hopefully make an impact right away for Western coming in.
I want to ask, have you been watching any Broncos hockey this past season? And have you had the chance to sort of meet any of your future teammates with Western Michigan?
So I actually haven't taken my official yet. I took a visit, I want to say 2 years ago now, straight before I committed. So I met a lot of those kids, but most of them are gone or have signed since then. And I think Western had six kids signed pro this year. So a lot of guys coming in and out. But I do know a lot of the recruits coming in. So that'll be nice just knowing some of the kids going into it. But yeah, it should be great. I'm really excited for the group they have. And I try to watch as many games as I can, but I mean, I love the home games just because of the fans. But it's good. We should have a good team coming in next year.
Well, I was recently interviewing Jackson, and she said that she has bragging rights on you because BU eliminated Western Michigan in the tournament last year. I just wanted to get your comment on that.
Don't have too much to say. A little unfortunate, but. It happens. I told her she got lucky, but I don't know. I think by the time I'm in there, I think when we play BU, I think it'll be the other way around.
All right. I like that confidence. Well, now we're in the segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
Pretty much anything, actually. Love pretty much any genre. Got a wide variety of song choices, so I kind of like to mix it up every now and then. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have a playlist for each genre of music, so whatever mood I'm into, I just go to that one. So I'm totally
think it's
with
the
you on
best way to
that.
do it.
Oh yeah. There's some people that can only listen to like one genre. I don't get it. Like I think it depends on the mood. Like summer's really big country vibe for me.
Oh
But then
yeah.
like before a game or during the wintertime, it's a lot more hip hop. That's sort of been my
Gotta get
go-to
fired
most of
up.
the year. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Same way.
What's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
I've definitely had a lot when I was younger for sure. I don't have too many recent ones, but I'd say I think I scored on my own net once. Scored, so I think that was, don't know what was going through my head there, but I'd say that's probably the most embarrassing.
Hey, at least you can laugh about it now since it was a long time ago.
Yeah,
So,
I try to forget about that one.
what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I mean, I would say like prior weeks the submarine thing, but I mean this week I don't know if it was this week or this last weekend, but just hearing that ASU was joining the NCHC, because I mean I've kind of known about it. It's been a rumor for the last couple of years, but to see it's like official. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think for me, I saw something where like the actors are going on strike, so it means like all TVs and movie shows are gonna be shut down for the next for the immediate future. So I think a lot more people will be watching a lot of sports now since there won't be like any TVs and movies out for a while, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's the case. I think that'd be great for the league.
Oh, for sure. A lot. I
Right.
think I want to see more games on ABC too, so that'll be a lot of fun. And I don't know, you can rewatch some stuff if you really want to see a movie or TV show. So, next one is if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's so many people, but if I had the chance, I mean, I can't anymore, but I would say Kobe Bryant. Growing up, I just watched pretty much every single speech he's ever given, and just those mentality videos. I thought those were super cool, and I read his Mamba Mentality book, and I think there'd just be so much to learn from him. And I mean, he had a great career, and I think it'd just be interesting to be able to spend some time with him and kind of learn what he went through, and just any advice you'd have for me, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. I like the advice he gives where it's like the guys wanted to go out one night, like on the road, and he said, "All right, if you want to do this, then you got to do it my way as well." So like after they went out and he like
Yeah,
woke them up like at
they were
4:30 in
up
the
at
morning or
like
something.
4:30 a.m. to go to the gym. It's crazy. Just, I mean, hearing those stories, I think it's inspiring for sure.
I would say similar answer to you, probably Tom Brady, just sort of the adversity he went through to be the best football player of all time. I think it just shows you that if you just get an opportunity, no matter where you're drafted, you just got to take advantage of it. And that's what he did. And I would just like to hear sort of like how he sort of like took advantage of that opportunity that he had. I think that'll be fun to hear.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It kind of also relates back to the NHL draft. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter too much where you go. It's just kind of that little opportunity you get with a team, and it's just kind of what you do after that. It's where it can get you. And I think, I mean, Tom Brady's arguably one of the best players of all time in football. So, I mean, his story is incredible.
Yeah, I was looking up like an article about late round draft picks in the NHL, and it was crazy to see how many like Pavel Datsyuk was a sixth rounder, Zetterberg I
Yeah.
think was a seventh rounder, same with Pavelski, and then Patrice Bergeron wasn't even a first round pick. That was probably the most
Yeah.
surprising one, and he's one of the best centers of all time.
Yeah, I mean it's cool just to look back year by year and kind of see what players slipped in the draft and where they're at now. So I mean it's just what you do after you get drafted. I think there's so much time for development and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely cool to look into that stuff.
Now, last non-hockey question is who had the best style on the Shattuck St. Mary's team besides yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely give number one spot to me, but I'm sure they're gonna love this one. But I'd probably got to go with Cooper Pearson or my best friend Ian Spencer. I think it's a close tie.
Well, getting back to some hockey questions now. For all the younger players listening to this podcast, what advice would you give them on what it takes to be a hockey player like yourself?
I think you just learn how to handle adversity and how to persevere through stuff. I mean, you got to put in a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifices. But I mean, most importantly, you want to be having fun doing it. If it wasn't something I loved, I probably wouldn't be playing hockey. So just make sure you're having fun, but it's a lot of hard work, and you're gonna have to work at it every single day if you want to make it.
Well, do you have any shout outs you want to give to your former teammates, future teammates, and who should we have on the podcast next?
It's a tough one. There's so many kids I could throw in there, but I mean, just all the boys from back home where I'm from, in Minot and Shattuck, all those guys, and future teammates at Sioux Falls and Western. But someone to get on the podcast next, I'd have to go with my buddy, William Whitelaw. See if you can get him on there. I think that'd be funny.
Awesome. We'll definitely reach out and see what happens. But I just want to say thank you so much, Zach, for coming on the podcast. I appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. I can't wait to see you playing college hockey very soon, but take care and stay safe. And I enjoyed talking with you today.
No, yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. It was great getting to talk to you for a little bit, and hopefully help you guys out a little bit. So appreciate you having me down here, and it was fun.
You're full of confidence and cheap.